Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon Gibbons, Joe Torty, 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting live from Kraft Hall here. Final hour of the program already, D, and it is, in a word, schmoovin'.
When you have toys like we do here at Kraft,
literally, we're just playing
Kraft Hall Brewery. I tried to call the station from the phone booth over there.
Did it work?
No.
What?
No, but it was vintage.
Oh, so you got to pay. You didn't put in the coin.
I did not put in the coin.
Or dial down the middle, you know, call collect or whatever it is.
The rotary phone.
Oh, man.
And everything. It's fantastic. I love this place.
Yeah, this is a cool spot. We'll be back here. We will be back here.
And we got Mike ruining things. Talking about, hey, 60 seconds.
Yeah. Mike Von Floto ruining our fun. Like, oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Dylan, add another minute, man. What are you doing?
We're playing Tecmo Bowl, man.
Come on.
it does feel like the calm before the storm, you know?
Yes, it does.
It feels like the time in the... I think of it as Game of Thrones, but it does happen in, like, every war movie. Anytime that there's a big battle, they always show you the night before. And everybody's laughing it up and drinking. And the way that you know someone's going to die in one of those scenes, D, is when they're talking about what they're going to do after the war. Like, that is a stone-cold mortal lock that somebody's in trouble.
Yep.
We're sitting here before the Eagles
All
game.
These plans.
Yeah.
Buying the house.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm finally going to propose to the girl.
Finally.
Can't wait to see my daughter again. Like, all that kind of stuff.
If I don't make it, here's the letter.
Yeah, that whole deal, right?
That kind of stuff.
It feels like that's where we are with this, right? It feels like we know that there's the big battle tomorrow. And in order to maintain our sanity, it's Papa Shot.
It's Papa Shot.
Just got to keep it locked.
Phone booth.
Devon tried to make one from the pirate ship.
I did.
If you made that, you become a social media star as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
Yeah, and then I'll be your agent.
Well, we'll try it again.
We'll try that again later.
Try it again.
Let's go to Philly J in D.C. He's got two descriptions in his location, Philly and D.C. What's going on, Philly J?
How y'all doing?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I called yesterday. My phone had cut out and jet, so I was like, I'm going to call him again today.
Thanks for calling back. Appreciate it, man.
But before I get back to my Howie Rosen point, that last caller, Joe, all right, I disagree with him with Detroit being a bad team, okay? They beat two teams who were figured to be Super Bowl contenders in the Chargers and the Eagles. In Atlanta, even though, yeah, they got blown out by Minnesota, they beat the Eagles, and they went on the road and lost. I think they lost by 7 to the Colts. Both of those teams would demolish any of those teams that the Cowboys had played. Now, let me ask you a question, Devon and Joe. If Detroit played the schedule that the Cowboys played, would anybody be saying that is a Super Bowl contending team?
No.
I don't know if that's true. I think it depends on how they did it, right? If they win every game by 35, 40 points, then, you know, I still think that's hard to do in the NFL.
Yeah, but the Cowboys haven't beaten those teams by like 35 or 40 points. Like,
sure.
I think people would say.
But it wasn't close, though.
Yeah, it wasn't close. But I think people would say, yeah, Detroit's undefeated, but they haven't played anybody. I think that would be pretty much the narrative. But because it's the Cowboys. True. But because it's the Cowboys, Dak Prescott is best quarterback in the league, and, you know, they're a Super Bowl contender. You know, their defense, I was watching the highlights between the Cowboys and the Dolphins. You know, their defense only got 2 sacks on the season also. I heard one of the announcers who was calling the game said that. And they gave up over 500 total yards in week 1 to the Giants. Yeah. You know, so I want to see them when they play the Saints at New Orleans before we, you know, anoint them. Personally, I still think the Rams are the best team in the NFC so far.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. I agree with you 100%.
But we're just simply not going to look at Dallas from my perspective, Philly J, and just say that they're not good. I mean, whoever's in front of them,
I didn't say they're good. I just said I'm not, like, ready to anoint them as, like, a legitimate contender until I actually see them play somebody.
I think that's fair. What about the division? Do you think they're a legitimate contender for the division?
The NFC East?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to come down to either the Cowboys or the Eagles.
Agreed.
You know, the Redskins and the Giants wasn't in the picture, you know. And Dallas do got talent, and the Eagles got talent. You know,
that's as far as we're willing to go, I think.
Yeah, why, Jay, when you talk about the Lions, if they had these same schedules as the Cowboys and so on and so forth, I think with what it is with Dallas is you come in with the expectation that they are still going to be good. Maybe they're going to compete with the Eagles in the NFC East. So right there, and the fact that you have the talent that they have better than Detroit, and them being Dallas, right? They're still having that moniker of America's team. So that spotlight is going to be on them. Even though they probably don't deserve that anymore.
Even though they haven't won in a Super Bowl since Madden 96 was out.
right. But again, it's just to the point of they have a reputation where Detroit does not. That's why them winning the way that they've won versus Detroit kind of surprising us at 2-0-1 right now. That's why we'll look at them and say what we say about them. Jay, what you got for a score, man?
Oh, about for us, Howie Roseman. I was saying about his drafts and some of his free agency pickup. When y'all was just naming like all the
last
players,
night?
That was coming out of the 2017 draft, and Joe Torty was like, "Stop it!" And y'all just kept running off all these names. I was like laughing like crazy, and then I think a caller said, "Like, you blow drafts like that, that's a fireable offense."
Agreed.
And if you want to look at why the 49ers. Remember when they had all those Pro Bowls, Pro Bowl players from like 2009 to 2014?
Yep.
And then all those players started leaving, right?
Yeah.
You want to know why that franchise disintegrated? Go back and look at Trent Baalke's draft. There were articles written about it. KNBR even did a video overview over his draft and how he would just take projects and take these redshirt players, and it killed that franchise.
Jay, thanks for the phone call, man. They've reintegrated now, right? Like they've started nailing drafts again and building from the lines out and things like that. And it helps.
Stealing Kittle in fourth, fifth round, whatever.
That was in the 2017 draft, wasn't it?
Was it?
They got George Kittle.
Russell Douglas.
Yeah. Oh.
My bad.
Look, and Pete, here's the thing. Here's the problem. Is that people come up to you and they have to like sell you on it. They're like, well, Russell Douglas is like, he's okay, right? It's like,
no.
George Kittle, though.
He's not okay.
Right? You know what I mean?
He's great.
610-632-0975. So frustrating.
That was a good exercise last night, Tyler.
I didn't know how good that draft was. And you missed everywhere. That was heinous.
Yes, Sidney Jones. Well, Derek Barnett, Sidney Jones, Russell Douglas,
yes.
Donnell Pumphrey, and Shelton Gibson.
That's as far down as we went, right?
Yeah.
Or were those all the picks?
And Jake Elliott drafted by the Bengals.
Right. You ended up with him.
And you ended up with
round.
Him.
Yes.
Yeah. Was he? I think he was at the fourth round.
Jake Elliott was a fourth round kicker.
Yeah.
No, surely not.
Yeah. Make sure.
That sounds insane.
No,
I believe you.
He was earlier than I expected, like the 130s or whatever it might have been.
Wow, man.
Am
That's
I right?
Crazy. Well, let's see. I haven't pulled it up yet on his Wikipedia.
Okay.
Round 5, pick 153.
153,
so
round 5.
Split the difference.
So 4, 5, 6. There you go.
Split the difference.
There
Let's
go.
Go to Robert next in Kennett Square on the Fanatic. What's up, Robert?
Good evening, gentlemen. This isn't Robert. This is the Mushroom Man.
Oh,
what's
happening?
Mushroom Man.
How you doing, DeMond?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I want to make two comments, and then I'm going to listen to what you guys have to say. One's baseball, one's football.
And Mac Hollins in that draft, too. Sorry, Mushroom.
Okay. In baseball, I follow my team, which is New York Real Books. They regretted letting Garrett Cole get traded to Houston, and they bellyached this summer about Patrick Corbin signing with Washington right under the nose of a Yankees fan while he's growing up. If you think Red Stripes are getting Garrett Cole, you're dreaming. They're going to bring Big Tuts Coffin to Garrett Cole. About tomorrow night, you're not waltzing into Green Bay with nobody that can rush the passer, and you're not beating the back. Your receivers are not getting by. Our linebackers aren't slow. Clay Matthews and Nick Perry anymore. We will be in on Carson Wentz's butt every single play. I'm sure you'll play well, but you're going to get your ass handed to you tomorrow night, baby. Now I'll listen.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. So, Yankees and Packers. And those are his teams, huh?
Those are his teams.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that I kept up. So, Gerrit Cole, who the Yankees could have had before, they're now just going to get him just because.
Just because he's been tearing things up.
Yeah. Because, you know, people do.
You know how it goes.
Keep in to consideration who went after them, you know, right?
True.
People pay attention to who actually pulled the trigger on trades, you know, like Paul George, like actually re-signed with Oklahoma City after they traded for him, and he said that counted to him.
Gerrit Cole, you think this counts for him? Yankees didn't want him before, he wasn't good enough.
That's
now,
what I'm saying. Like, everybody was tying him to the Yankees before, and he ends up in Houston. It's like, okay, what? What are you talking about?
Houston.
All right. I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. If the Phillies identify Cole as somebody that they want, I would bet that the mandate this particular offseason, because, by the way, the Yankees are still doing really, really well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like there's no insane sense of urgency to sign Gerrit Cole when
except for you can.
Yeah, just
That's
because
it.
You can.
That's just because you can.
The Phillies, if they decide that they can go more stupid money, they have to. It becomes a desperation situation because you can't stand Jake Arrieta being your second pitcher anymore.
And hey, guy, we need you.
Yeah, we got to have you.
You're the number one.
Yeah, you're the man.
You're the man. And we're not talking number two. We're talking number one.
Right.
Aaron Nola will be number two now.
That's it?
Yes.
I don't know.
If they don't get Cole, and we're jumping way ahead, you have a second name?
Not as good as that one.
No, we know that.
not nearly.
No, because that's
as
when
that
you start
one.
Going in the other directions, and you wind up with Cole Hamels, not the right Cole.
Right. Well, so that's what I was going to say is that Gerrit Cole is one of the only, I would say, like clean prospects.
Sure.
Like one of the only, not prospects, but only clean players that you have where you have no real questions about who they are, what they do.
Mm-hmm.
No injury, no age, no situation, no nothing like that. Afterwards, you're compromising, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
You might have to, but I'd rather exhaust plan A first. With respect to Green Bay, who is puffing out their chest about the Eagles exactly going into Lambeau Field on a short week when they're all banged up?
I mean, all the callers, of course, but not us. We weren't puffing them up. We're saying we're a little concerned, a little nervous about things, and curious to see how things play out with that team in Green Bay tomorrow night. It's going to be a tough game, and as we said, Green Bay hasn't looked great yet.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And we don't want to see them look great yet when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. This really kickstart their new offense with their new head coach and all that. Once again, Devontae Adams, no scores yet.
No.
You don't want to see him get off tomorrow. Sidney Jones.
There's some meat left on that bone for him, for sure. Tyler Zuli hits us up on the text board.
Tyler.
You know how we were saying the pursuing players counts. He says, winning a World Series also counts, which, you know, the Astros are going to do. So, I mean, there's another group that might want Gerrit Cole. Yeah, exactly right. we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But right now, the pressing question is Gabe Kapler going to last, you know, the next 2 weeks?
No.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Devon has been adamant this entire time.
No.
I would say no.
The D-Train.
Jumping in there.
All right.
What about the guys with the new contracts? You don't have to keep them just because you gave them the new contracts.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's just money. You just let that go, as far as I'm concerned.
What does Middleton do?
Clean sweep.
You think all three?
I don't see him no more.
If it were me, it'd be a clean sweep. Absolutely.
What does Middleton do?
You've got to go and find somebody who's obsessed with winning, and you've got to surround him with two other people that are also obsessed with winning. If indeed you do need this, like, triumvirate situation in baseball, you need to find somebody whose approach is not going to be, if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. Like, I'm sorry,
just,
you lost me.
I was
that.
Just about to say that, too.
Yeah, I know you were. You say that in this town, you lost me, you lost the town.
That's the slogan for them for the offseason. If we do, we don't. That's it.
It's garbage.
It's ridiculous.
Let's go to Gotham and Cherry Hill next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Gotham?
Gotham?
Oh, sorry, Gotham.
Hey,
there's someone
hey,
no,
we have.
No, it's okay. Gotham. Yo, DJ, how you guys doing, man?
I'm doing great, Gotham. What's
Let
up,
me
man?
Give a shout out to my man, D-Trey, back in the studio.
Yes,
doing
indeed.
A great job.
Yep. Outstanding.
So, my main thing I wanted to bring up was the gentleman that called earlier talking about that Prescott, and I think he was a closet Cowboys fan, talking about, you know, how good that Prescott was and Amari Cooper and this and that. Well, let me flip the script. What if he didn't have Amari Cooper was injured, Michael Gallup was injured, and he didn't have Ezekiel Elliott? Then right. You tell me how well that Prescott would be doing. Would
not,
they be 3-0?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Now, we're talking about when you guys actually brought it up earlier, when Ezekiel Elliott was suspended. How good was Dak Prescott then? No right, Amari Cooper, no nothing.
Exactly. I was going to say, we got to see it at the beginning of last year, and he was throwing for like under 200 yards a game.
Yeah,
it was really good.
All right, that's all I wanted to bring up. I think, you know, if you flip the script, now we have no D-Jack, no Alshon Jeffrey, and we have a bunch of backups coming in. And we don't really have a legitimate running back. Listen, Zeke Elliott is amazing. Probably one of the best running backs in the league. That's fine. But how can you judge us on that? I get we lost very close games, but you can't really judge us on that. Am I missing something?
Gotham, I'm more worried, too, about how they finish the season and how they play through the midway point, because I know every game counts, but we knew that it was going to be a stumble out of the blocks a little bit, considering the fact that you didn't have preseason for any of your starters and you're trying to work your way through
that. Agree.
If they're able to turn it around against Green Bay, and then they've got the meat of their schedule ahead, including playing the Cowboys twice, your destiny's still in your hands here. It's not a lost cause.
No, not at all.
What's your prediction for the game, Gotham?
Oh, man. I was actually thinking of that. I want to say, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game because the defenses are both good. So I want to say Eagles 27, Packers 20.
All right.
You got it, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. I love you guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Love hearing that. Just warms your heart.
It is pretty
11-17.
Cool.
People still locked in.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That gets me juiced, man.
27-20. That's not a low score.
I was going to say.
That's 47 points. That's pretty good.
I mean, on Thursday night football.
That's a good game.
That's 47
probably.
Points on Thursday night football.
That's probably a good game.
Doesn't this feel like it's a 16-9 game?
Yeah.
It 100% feels that way.
It does. 16-13.
Yeah. There you go.
that's what it's going to be. The crazy part is, as you guys were talking, how do you look at this team if they and I know a lot of it has to do with how do you get it done? How did they get it done to turn things around?
Right.
But if they do turn it around and they go in to the postseason at 10-6, they find a way to more than salvage the season and get back to being more than respectable for this year and go into the playoffs, and hopefully there's a lot of healthy guys for them. They go in there and make that noise again. I mean, we're looking back on the season, the start, and saying, hey, it was tough for us, tough for us at that time.
Yes.
But they found a way to turn it resilient, turn it around, and then go into the postseason and make a little bit of noise as well, possibly getting to the NFC Championship game. This team, as you said, there's plenty of time.
There is time.
Plenty of time. It just starts tomorrow.
Well,
it starts tomorrow.
You have a lot of, you know, your schedule in front of you, but also there are some games you can have,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the Jets game is a game that you should expect to have.
Right, you chalk that up as a win.
You're going to make up some ground over the course of the season, even if you don't have this dramatic turnaround starting tomorrow.
Correct.
Like, you're going to start to just feel things. And I anticipate that, hey, maybe by the end of the season, they're not Super Bowl favorites in the NFC,
right?
They don't have that look right now. Maybe they don't work their way up to that. But they're going to be a team that if they get in, everyone's going to be aware of the fact that a lot of these people have played deep into the playoffs and a lot of these guys have played into the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yep.
As Dylan points out, last year the Patriots and Cowboys were 1-2 at this point and the Texans were 0-3. All of those
made the postseason.
Postseason teams.
Yep.
610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Kyle on the cell next on the Fanatic. Kyle.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Awesome,
what's going
man?
On,
Thanks.
Man?
Hey, Devine, what's up, baby boy? You know I'm a Cowboy fan. I ain't gonna hide that. But listen to this, man. Hey, Joe, man, you need to change your narrative up, man. Your narrative's sucking. It's dry, dog. It's just corny.
Which narrative?
Listen to what I'm saying. The narrative you keep talking about, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Hey, man, listen. What do you think Dak Prescott passing rating is right now, man? About 130? Ezekiel Elliott is the first time he ran for over 100 yards in the third game. So who carrying the team?
Oh, so people are just learning about Ezekiel Elliott now, and that he doesn't have
this reputation.
No,
that's not what I'm saying. You keep using the same old storyline, man. You need to get something else. So how about
this? Tell me how it's wrong.
You got to come with something better. It's just weak, man, because Dak Prescott is better than Carson Wentz at this time if you look at the stats, my man. But hold
that's
up.
That's not true!
All right, okay. Well, peep this. You keep talking about what the Cowboys play, right? What team
I
that the Eagles
that,
play?
Yes.
Listen here, man. Listen, this is what I'm talking about. The Eagles played a 31st play schedule when you won your Super Bowl, right? Now, how many teams that when you won your Super Bowl had winning records and playoff records, my man? I'm asking you a question. Plus, you didn't have to face Aaron Rodgers. You didn't have to face certain quarterbacks. So
correct.
Sometimes you get
those. It took advantage
schedules.
Of the schedule. Absolutely, you're absolutely right. That's why you don't hear me. By the way, there are callers who do it. You don't hear me disparaging the Cowboys. Don't interrupt me, Kyle. I listen to you. You listen to me, bro. All right. Well, then get lost. I'll see you later, bro. Thanks, man. Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate you. Like this is your show. You live in my world, bro. Come in here with that weakness.
Yeah.
I'm at Kraft Hall. I got my people here.
That's right.
I can't be getting punked in front of the people.
No.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
No.
And my favorite was, you got to find a new narrative. Why, is it wrong? No, it's just boring. You got to find something else to talk about.
Costa is boring.
Oh, man. All right, I got to find some alternative facts then. Sheesh.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Come get your boy, Devon.
We go back and forth quite a bit. He just wanted to go at you this particular night.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No.
610-632-0975. You can take his spot. I don't know how you're going to fill his shoes, but we do have an open phone line now. And on the other side,
yes.
I want to get the time trend, and I also want to ask you and play for the people the Sixers news that we have heard today from one of the centerpieces saying stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's important to know.
Uh-oh.
Stuff. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. It's Devon Givens. It's Joe Torti. We're broadcasting live from Fantastic Kraft Hall here in Philadelphia until midnight on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? Final half hour of the program. We're going to get to die in Trenton in just a second. But D-Train, if you would be so kind, we heard earlier today from Dylan McKinnon, our producer.
Yep, great work.
There was something that we missed from Ben Simmons himself. As we were shooting Papa Shot, I assume that Ben was doing something similar to that. As he talked to our very own Rob Motti and was talking about how his offseason's been going.
Like, summer, I fell in love with the game again. So, kind of got back to who I was. I'm having fun with the game. I felt like last season I kind of lost that enjoyment side of it. But I feel like this summer has been huge for me. Just the work I've been putting in, I kind of fell in love with putting that work in again. And I've been in the gym every day working. The results have been paying off, so I'm excited for the season stuff. I'm comfortable. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to be who I am as a player. Continue to develop and keep working. It's a process. It takes time. Obviously, people always want to see results straight away, but that's not how things work.
Devon, first time you're hearing that, and what do you think?
Well, obviously, it jumps out to you that he's talking about falling in love again with the game.
Yeah, a lot of people saw that as a good thing.
And no, it's not, especially if you were not having that love. during the postseason when they needed you most. And we go back to game four against Toronto after being up 2-1 in that series, and you have an opportunity to put a stranglehold, if you will, on that series, still at home. If you go to Toronto losing game five, you still have game six to close out that series. At least two more games. But game six in Philadelphia, you move on to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, I don't like to hear that he didn't love the game. What was it about the situation in Philadelphia here last year as a title contender after the Jimmy Butler trade, of course, and then adding Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, and Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, and Jonathan Simmons, that your two all-stars with J.J. Redick and the new group of players that come in, you are a title contender.
Yes.
And look at how things played out with Kevin Durant being out, Klay Thompson getting hurt, that you never know, Joe, how things are going to happen in a season.
Right.
And the opportunity was there for you. Now, you may not have had the number one seed like the Toronto Raptors did. Not even Toronto had the number one seed. You may not even have the better record overall to have the home court advantage in the NBA Finals had they reached that point. But if he had played a little bit better in that Toronto series, we don't know what would have happened in the Milwaukee series against Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. Because Giannis and Chris Middleton are the only ones that I would have said maybe would give Ben Simmons trouble stopping him from being Ben Simmons. Unless they decided to go, Budenholzer says, you know what, DJ Wilson? Go in there and just defend and make it difficult for Ben Simmons. Don't let him get set into the offense. Don't let him do what he needs to do for himself. Any of those things. I just didn't want to hear that saying that I found the love again. I love the game again this summer. Maybe Joe, he was talking about the fact that the shot happened with Toronto Raptors, and he lost it right there where, I don't know.
Maybe. I really hope that that's what it is, because here's what I know, D.
Because that does not sound good.
If I go home and I wake my wife up, and I just tell her, babe, you know, we spent some time together this weekend, and I just want to let you know that I really fell back in love with you this weekend, and everything's great. I'm really excited about us moving forward. She's like, all right, well, hold on 1 second real quick, though, before we get moving on.
It's not a bad thing.
What do you mean that you fell back in love with me? Like, that's the only thing I can think of, D, you were bringing up what was so bad about the Sixers last year and the Sixers situation.
Except for losing in the semis.
Right, which, come on, man. Which, like, is that going to be enough to push you out of love with basketball?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
It's pure speculation, not reporting. Ben Simmons took a backseat last year in a lot of different ways. Joel Embiid, the star of the team. Jimmy Butler became the alpha dog. When Tobias Harris arrived, he immediately became a contributor. More than the winning situation, is it possible that Ben was dissatisfied with his role last year because he views himself as more of a centerpiece than he was featured as last year?
Funny you say that, because today Brett Brown held his annual luncheon with the media downtown. Great time again. Spoke for about an hour and some change. And one of the things that was thrown at Brett was Ben Simmons and having the ball back in his hands now that Jimmy Butler's gone.
Yes.
And Brett Brown said, listen, I understand if he was upset. He should be upset if the ball was not in his hand. So if that's the case, then maybe you are right, and that's what it is, the fact that Jimmy Butler came in, took the shine, took the ball, did what he did, had success.
Yes.
With the ball in his hands against the Brooklyn Nets early on and somewhat with Toronto. But Ben, I thought, was fantastic against the Brooklyn Nets.
I thought so, too.
So what happened?
Especially game two.
So what happened? Did you fall out of love once you got to the second round where they defended you much better than the Brooklyn Nets did?
It's not. I refuse to believe it's the results. I just can't.
Situation.
I just can't believe that it's the team results.
It's more situation with the personnel that they had.
It seems that
and
way.
Role.
Doesn't it? I mean, like, because you're laying it out how improbable it is that 1 week you're in love with the game and the next week you're not, versus gradually seeing your role change and a city fall in love with Jimmy Butler and everything else over the course of months. Like, to me, just from a human perspective, that makes way more sense than, man, this isn't fun because I'm being defended some certain type of way. Because the Celtics shut him down last year, and we never heard about him falling out of love with basketball, did we?
Hmm.
You know?
No, we did not.
And that was more of a shutdown than anything that happened this year.
Yeah, because I thought this year was more him than it was them. While Toronto has good defenders in Kawhi Leonard and Pascal Siakam.
Sure do, yeah.
It was more Ben letting them off the hook, in my opinion.
I agree.
He let them off the hook. He's better than what he showed and performed in that Eastern Conference semis. He let them off the hook, not the other way around. And yes, I am taking a little bit away from the Toronto Raptors because I thought Ben is not that bad as what he was and what he showed us in that series.
Right. If
nowhere
you were
near
as engaged,
that.
The series doesn't look like that.
It's not even close.
So Jay White tweets in, and there are a couple other people who've hit me up. I appreciate it because I don't have a computer up in front of me.
That's all right.
During our
phones.
Our remote broadcast here from Kraft Hall. I'm not going to call names, but Jay White says, tell that Cowboy fan that just called talking about the Eagles schedule that the year that Dallas went 13-3 in 2016, they only beat four teams with winning records. The year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they played six teams with winning records. So
there you go.
I mean, I don't have that.
Doesn't
That's just
matter.
Passing that right along.
Doesn't matter. It didn't happen.
That's it.
It didn't happen.
Let's go to Ty next in Trenton on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's going on, Ty?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? D, man, what's going on, man?
Ty, what's happening, man? How you feeling?
Ain't not much, man. I'm on the road right now in California, truck life, but you know how that go. But I'm sorry to go back on this whole Cowboys thing, but as you know, I am the resident Cowboy fan of the radio station.
Yeah, and, good caller, though. You know how we do it.
I understand. I'm very much level-headed when it comes to these type of things. But just going back on the last couple of callers, and, you know, I respect Cowboys fans, but sometimes we gotta bring it down a notch. But at the same time, I understand what my fella's plight is because Dak is playing out of his mind right now.
Very well.
And to say that you know, Carson, you can compare the situations. I mean, we gave Carson every excuse in the world for the last 3 years. He was hurt. But, you know, Dak is coming into his own. And even the statistic that you just gave off with the guy saying that when the Cowboys went 13-3, they had no expectations. They were both rookie quarterbacks from a fourth-round draft pick. You're comparing a fourth-round pick to a first-round quarterback. So I don't think that holds much weight. But to say that, you know, the Eagles don't have a chance, you know, to get back in the dwelling of the playoff atmosphere this season, I say that would be stupid for anybody to think. Even right now, as a Cowboys fan, saying that you can never, you know, downplay the Super Bowl champs and their ability to come back through tough times. So,
well, Ty, I just think it's foolish for any of us as football fans to look at, like, a schedule before a season or even after a season to look at, like, how well a team does. So people bring up the stats, right?
Yes.
I just think that's silly because our expectations for individual teams are so different by the end of the season that, like, going in, we might expect a team that's going to win 85% of their games. They win 50% of their games. It's a huge difference. So I that thing is just never,
sure.
Whether it's this season or the Eagles Super Bowl season or the Cowboys 13-3 season, that line of logic just has never held any water with me. It really just doesn't.
I absolutely agree with you. I think it's all about the team at the time, the position that they're in, and their ability to push forward. As a team gels throughout the course of a season, they just get better or they get worse, and that has either to do with the quarterback play or the coaching. Now, with your guys' situation, I can't really say it's either or because, you know, your coach did win the Super Bowl, but he had help. And to say that it wasn't Carson Wentz or it wasn't Coach Reich or those other guys that are gone, that could play a part. But at the same time, you do have a top 10 quarterback in this league. And if he's healthy and all his pieces are there, you got to give them the same opportunity that any other team has to wake into the playoffs. You
Absolutely.
Guys have a good night.
You too, Ty. Appreciate it, man. Do your thing out there in the West Coast. I totally agree.
And he's on the West Coast?
Yeah, he said he was out there on the West Coast.
Oh, that's right. He said that at the top of the call. Yeah. I think that we have been, of pretty much everybody on the station, we have been probably the two biggest Dak Prescott humans, like, in terms of thinking that this guy's got something to him, right?
He's look good.
So,
liked him in school.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that the problem for me is that it is a comparison between quarterbacks that's, like, unfair at this point in a lot of different ways, right? Because how can you compare the quarter to start, right? Ty just brought up something that's very important. You can't measure them the same way. You got a guy with who's a fourth-round draft pick and a guy who's the number two draft pick. From the jump, they're going to have different expectations.
Yep.
So, therefore, what's a success for one person is going to be different for what a success for another person is. And then the situations. The not
Dak in the postseason. Carson not healthy enough to play in the postseason.
Right? what the ground game looks like for Dallas and Dak's relative importance to the offense, without taking anything away from how he plays, but how important he is to the offense,
shoulders,
relative to what it's like for Wentz. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's an impossible comparison to make. I'm sorry. It just is.
It is. I'm sure in Dallas they're saying, yeah, Dak needs to play well, but it's playing off of Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes.
Here in Philadelphia, while we want to see the run game, it's on the shoulders of Carson Wentz.
We ignore the defense. It's like they're losing because Carson Wentz can't play. Like, that's the level of expectation that is on this guy. 610-632-0975. And by the way, making all that money, maybe it should be.
Maybe.
It's Devon Givens, Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Final segment as we broadcast live from Kraft Hall here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens, Joe Torti here with you. Glad that you could hang out with us.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that this is some kind of a record for a remote, but I'm not sure that it's not. I mean, I think that...
Only special shows, like the NBA draft or the NFL draft. We've done 5 hours. We did 5 hours for the NFL draft this year, didn't we?
Did we? Was that... Yeah, that must have been our five... Yeah,
but I think we did 6 to midnight.
Yeah, it was a little different. That was a little different for us. Yeah, that was something.
But even with that show, that specialty type of show, the draft is driving it for us.
Yeah, we're watching TV and reacting to it. The environment here has been really, really cool. I will absolutely be back here. I might even drop by tomorrow just to say what's up to Andrew Souchunas, and you should too, here for the watch party.
Yeah,
you
know? And I'll be at Parks tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
That'll be a blast. All right.
6 o'clock with the guys, B. West, Jason Avant.
That'll be awesome.
Pre-game show, 6 to 6:48 before we hand things off. Flyers, is that the final preseason game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, one more,
okay,
and that is it.
Got it.
So there you go. That's good stuff. Let's go back to the phones, clean things up with Jay in Philly next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Jay? How you doing?
Oh, what's up, Jay?
Now, Devon, you already know why I'm calling.
Yes, I do. That's why I said. Uh-oh. What's up, Jay?
But you know what, though?
Uh-oh.
Right before I get to Ben Simmons, man, let me address the Cowboys fan real quick. If y'all love the station so much, like y'all call all the time, if you listen to Devon and Torti, they don't say nothing bad about the Cowboys. Y'all just calling to scream and yell and rant. Like, nobody want to hear that, man. Call 5 o'clock. Go holler at the bro. Call midday. Go holler at Martinez. Call afternoon. Go holler at Missinelli. Somebody who will go back and forth with you. We not trying to hear y'all go, all right, listen, y'all are nice right now. Congratulations. Y'all got the juice. But my question to you is, what are you going to do with the juice? Do y'all think y'all going to win a Super Bowl this year with the clapper as y'all coach? and you know, shout out to Zeke. Like, you know, Zeke gonna probably carry on, and I hope he do. Dak is doing it right now. But y'all not gonna win the Super Bowl this year. It's gonna be the same thing every year. It happens all the time. Yes, and look at the stats from last year. I forgot who my man was who compared with Carson Wentz with a broken back, had almost identical numbers as a healthy Dak Prescott. Like, what are y'all doing?
In less games.
And last game, like, come on, man. Like, let's be serious.
Jay. It's weird flexes. Like, it really is.
Like, come on, man. Like, nobody trying to hear y'all call up and go back and forth and just yell and rant. Like, that's corny. But anyway, let me get to the point with Ben Simmons, man.
Yes.
So, Bob, my goal is this season to turn you to a Ben Simmons super fan. That's what I had to do. Now, what y'all said in that interview, where he said he fell out of love with the game, I took that as this. And I actually might be wrong with this.
Okay.
Philadelphia is so hard, and we ride our players. Like, Philadelphia is a tough place to play in all sports.
I would agree.
Football,
with that.
Basketball, hockey. I think, honestly, that last year when Jimmy came, the ball got out of his hands, and, you know, we were getting on him. Ben, you better do something. Like, I think that we rolled him too hard, and that's not saying that he shouldn't be mentally tough to take on that challenge. Mm-hmm. But this year, I think he got back in the gym. You know what? I got to do better. I have to be better, man. I can't let what happened last year happen again this year. I'll come back as a different person. And I think he actually, if you watch the tape, like, you can tell he's having fun again. Like, he's actually smiling. And, you know, I can't wait to see him this year on the court.
Yeah, well, and you know, I mean, that's a great breakdown. So that's also fair to look at it that way. And, you know, I can't wait to hear what he has to say, Jay, on Monday, because it's media day. And, you know, those questions, he's going to be peppered with questions. The jump shot, the disappearance and the rest of the games in the Eastern Conference semis. He's going to be thrown all of that stuff. The fact that he didn't play for Australia this year in the FIBA World Cup, all of those things are going to be thrown at him. And the fact that you just pointed out that if the video is out there, the love, what made you lose the love of the game? How is he going to answer that? Is he going to say it was Jimmy? Is he going to say taking the ball out of his hands? Is he going to say Kawhi Leonard took the love out of the game for him when that shot dropped?
Dude,
who knows?
Stole my soul.
Exactly.
Right. And you know what? Real quick. And the thing that, I mean, and I think we all know, he's going to say something that's going to piss off the Philly fans. And I hope he don't. But his personality, Carson's personality, like, we love them as athletes, but they just don't fit the city. And I'm just hoping that Ben Simmons make that turn this year. It's like, all right, look, media day on Monday, don't say nothing stupid, man. Let your game, like, we will fall in love with you all over again. When he was the number one pick, we were so excited.
Oh, yeah,
man.
We
started talking.
Hey, yeah, it was great until he started talking.
Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons.
Yeah, there shouldn't be another Ben Simmons.
Really simple, Jay.
All right, Jay.
All right, man.
I'll
appreciate
talk to
it,
you, man.
Yeah,
there you go.
Easy. Aggressive Ben Simmons, the best Ben Simmons.
There shouldn't be another one.
No, I think you have a great breakdown as to why he may have. I mean, just not being able to handle what the city gives off. But he's been here long enough to understand that. I'm not in this position. I'm not in his shoes to understand how it feels from that perspective.
Right.
Maybe.
Wouldn't it suck if he were just built for Utah, right? Where you just that go would. There and you play your basketball, and then you shoot over to L.A. whenever you feel like it. Yeah. It's a nice, like...
But they love their basketball in Utah, so...
That's what I mean. It's only about the basketball, period.
And we've heard their fans are brutal.
Well, yeah. That's...
And now it's been to the visiting team, but they've been brutal.
All right. Yeah. Well, I wonder about that often. You know what I mean? I do. I wonder.
It makes sense.
If he's a basketball player in a football city, and
sure.
he's like very aware of
sure.
that. You know what
sure.
I mean? 610-632-0975. Brian in the Northeast is next on The Fanatic. What's good, Brian?
Hey, what's going on? Good show.
Hey, thank you, man.
That last guy sounded like Donovan McNabb.
Yeah,
didn't he? Or am I crazy?
Voice a little bit. I can see that.
Yeah, I thought he sounded a little bit like D-Mac.
Not enough Carson Wentz hate, though, for it to actually be him. But, I mean, reasonable impression.
My question is, how painful was it to watch the Nationals celebrate on our field, come out and watch the game to the end?
Well, I mean, my problem that I had, Brian, was watching them run out of champagne the night before. So they're literally just pouring beers on each other. And then coming out and winning a game again tonight. It's like, what is happening?
Oh, man. Breaking up, man.
Oh, no.
Breaking up.
The smoke signals are not coming through. All right.
Well, we don't have time for one more thing.
No, there's no more things.
No
this
more
week.
Thing. Well, here's the thing. The Eagles better win tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. My prediction.
Yes.
Is that the Eagles... lose.
Okay.
24-13.
So they don't even really pose a challenge.
Not really
to Green Bay. Can they still get it back on track after this game?
Yes.
Okay.
Either win or lose, they can still get it back on track. There's a lot of bad teams on their schedule. You got a lot of your divisional work ahead, and you haven't lost any divisional games. There's a lot of things that you can still do.
All right.
D, you got a lean, even though the official prediction is going to be tomorrow.
Yes. I still don't know.
Still waiting.
I'll let you know tomorrow at 6:45. From Parks.
There we go.
With the guys, Westbrook and Avant.
I want to thank everybody at Kraft Hall for making us feel so very welcome.
Josh.
Guys are fantastic. Josh was awesome. Jess, yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
Everybody's been fantastic.
Everyone
thank you so
great.
Much.
The street team here, appreciate everybody's contributions.
Eric and Kevin.
Eric, Kev, thank you guys.
Mike.
Really appreciate it. Mike Von Floto, thank you very much for your hard work today. Dylan McKinnon back in the studio. This is Devon Givens and Joe Torti saying so long, and we'll talk to you next time. Go Birds, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.